Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erios original.
Which is, guys, thank you so much for writing. We're going to start reading more reviews and letters in the coming weeks. But what you can do right now is while you're listening, you can subscribe. It makes all the difference. We hope to make a second season of this show. It will all have to do with downloads. You know how it goes. We are business women, mm-hmm. after all.
Indeed.
So subscribe, tell a friend. We can't wait to bring you more episodes. Thanks for everything. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
Welcome to Foxy Brands. I'm Priyanka.
I'm Camilla, and this is a podcast that navigates beauty and wellness from our perspectives as women of color.
This week, like every week, we're talking stuff and things, tips and tricks, and deconstructing Western beauty standards. And we are joined by special guest Cherry Chiva.
Hi.
Hi, Cherry.
Hi. Hi, guys.
So Cherry is an accomplished comedy writer and novelist by way of law school. And the last time we met, at least, you attributed all of your character strengths to the time you spent working at your parents' Thai restaurant in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Well, it wasn't easy, so yeah.
Sure. And you remember I went to school in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
I was there for 7 years.
Oh, my God. Let's all go to law school and just, you know.
I did go to law school in Ann Arbor. You went to law school where at NYU?
I went to NYU, and it's just, and the degree just went right out the way, just like literally scrapped it.
Yeah, absolutely. Why? I mean, I understand why. Yeah. And you are currently working on the Awkwafina show, or did it just end?
It's going to be called Nora from Queens.
Oh, right.
Yeah. January, Comedy Central. But our writer's room wrapped in the spring, and then they shot it all summer in Queens. And then, yeah, so the writer's room wrapped, and now I'm back on the Orville, which is in production right now, season three.
That's why you were in the sun.
She's
like, it's been my nightmare.
Guys, we've had a lot of exterior days this week, which for me, who likes to be on a dark stage, like that's
mm-hmm. I would spend climate controlled, air conditioned.
I would rather be too cold because mm-hmm. I can layer on as opposed to like, you know, like tarps like flapping like right next to your head and sand and that 19-page safety memo about like scorpions and stuff.
What?
I don't like, well, I mean, no one reads, you know what I mean? But I kind of flipped through to see it, and they were just like rattlesnakes, scorpions.
Oh, completely. Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just like, I was expecting to be near a monitor.
It was relentless. I remember going up to, I think it must have been a New Girl or something. We were shooting up in some weird canyon somewhere in like Los Angeles. And I was only like, you know, 1 year out of England. And so I remember getting up to base camp in the middle of the canyon. And again, they hand me, you know, hand me all my stuff and the safety thing. Mm-hmm. And it was rattlesnakes, scorpions, and mountain lions.
No!
I was like, what? I came here to make network television.
Right. I am a soft writer. Yes. I'm an indoor person. Yeah, that's exactly.
I can barely find my own lunch.
Yeah.
I know, a mountain lion.
I don't. Yeah, that was
impossible.
We had a snake. P.S. I'm saying we had a snake. It was tiny. It was like a baby snake, and people brought their cameras to record it instead. But it was still, somebody was like, snake. And we were like, oh my God.
That's still more snakes than should really be on a film set.
Right. I don't want
uninvited.
It. I didn't. Yes, exactly. We didn't.
Yeah, those are not hazards that you sign up for.
No.
Didn't expect. No. For a living. I know.
There aren't snakes at Pinewood.
No. Yeah. Like, exactly. I know. Just stay in here and we're all going to be good.
Yes. Just
the creeping damp. Ooh, Cherry, first we usually talk about stuff and things, which is like treatments, products, exercise classes, whatever. Anything you've experienced in the last week to month that you've enjoyed, whether it's a hairbrush or a... Oh, you're like, wait a minute.
It is. Well, no, it's not.
Or a shoe, perhaps.
I did just get a new thing, this is like... off brand for me because right now it's a Sephora like 20% off sale but this thing is from Lush, which is crazy, but I just followed my friends into the store and it's this thing called body conditioner.
Okay.
And the name of it is Yog Nog, and it just smelled like like candy or, you know what I mean? Like milkshake or something. But it's, you put it, like I was confused as to how to use it, but you put it on in the shower while you're wet and then rinse it off and then pat dry. And then it's like you put on lotion, but it's like faster because like you're wet because it's, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, this is very, very efficient.
Interesting.
You can use it as lotion, by the way, because my friend explained that to me because she.
But this way seems more efficient.
It was fat. It was literally like, because I'm usually a very like shower, do the whole thing. We need to stay moisturized. And this literally, you put it on. It's just like, it was super fast.
Wow.
So that's, I'm like 5 days into that now. It's a good time.
Have you noticed a difference?
It's, I mean, I guess I'm no more or less moisturized than I was.
You're equally moisturized.
I'm equally moisturized, which I will call a win because, you know, it's just a new way of doing it.
You know,
it does make your shower slippery. Scary.
Yeah.
So that's, stay balanced.
I will actually say that my friend Lindsay McManus just tweeted last week, I wish there was a way to make lotion easier. Mm-hmm. And this might be
this
the
might
solution.
Be, might be it.
How interesting. It's just like you put it out in the universe and then the
answer comes. Give it a whirl.
The answer comes floating in. What's your stuffer thing, Kim?
And it's literally right here. It's poppy and sundaes.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Coriander herbal lip balm. And it's great. First of all, smell it. It's so beautifully herbaceous.
Poppy and sundae. Ooh. Ooh, this color.
Yeah. It's allegedly a lip tint, but
that's really nice.
I have very dark colored lips anyway, so I don't know how much it's actually
It smells
tinting.
Like you just made it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And honestly, she makes these by hand. She has an entire range of botanically derived products from, like, there's a shower scrub that I use of hers that I love. There's this CBD balm, which is one of the few that just works.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this little garage thing up in Laurel Canyon, and she presses all of the flowers and herbs herself and spins them into oils and tinctures. And so they're very high potency.
Oh my God.
But since it's been so dry and cold recently, and my lips have just been constantly chapped, and I refound this in the bottom of my travel bag and used it the other day. I was like, this is what I've been looking for. This is everything I need.
You know what? This has, it's got a lot of ingredients. Is it coriander essential oil, beetroot, cochineal, cocoa butter, shea butter, coconut oil? I believe the extra virgin olive oil goes a long way because this is more TMI and no one cares about this, but after you have a baby and you're nursing, there are all these like nipple creams because your nipples start bleeding. It's awful. It's awful. And the only one that ever worked for me was a thing made of olive oil because it's like slightly exfoliating as well as softening. And so that I feel like olive oil is a little bit acidic, so it like breaks down the skin that's actually
like the cracked dry skin. So you make new skin.
Exactly.
Oh,
I think that's the difference because that you can tell from the texture too. All right, I'm looking into that. That looks great.
Yeah, it's that's also it's such present. Cute packaging.
It's a really good gift. I think it's like it's a little on the pricier side for lip balm. It's like $19.
That's fine.
But considering I've been using it constantly throughout the day for the last week and I've barely made a dent.
Oh, this
in
is
it.
Not a dent. I fully this thought is, this was like brand new.
I think it's good value. And also it's made such an immediate difference to the skin on my lips. And it just smells very comforting.
Mm-hmm.
It smells very grounding. And I think that the, you know, all of the kind of herbs in it are quite calming. So
we've been talking about how the last couple of months, I don't know how they've been for you, but we've just been having anxiety attack after
it's trash
anxiety.
It's been trash. First, the world is burning.
You're right, it
so
is the
there's
world
that
is burning.
It's, it's
number
like
one.
Literally it's like you know what I mean, so it's like it's all, you know, and then the winds, it's all
the just, actual landscape is on fire,
right?
The political landscape on
also,
fire,
right?
Life on fire. And then someone sent me a great meme the other day and said Mercury is in reverse cowgirl.
What? Yep.
It's like,
all of the above.
Accurate.
Something
trash.
Accurate. But
anything that can make us feel better. My thing of the week, I had talked about wanting to try it. I said I was going to try it and I was excited to try it, but it's the Biologique Recherche Tulle Oil, the TEWL.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned this. Yeah.
It's lovely. And so what I was told to do by my facialist was like put the moisturizer on at night and then do two drops of the oil. She said I had something about my barrier. It stripped my barrier, so I had to rebuild my barrier, whatever that means. So two drops of oil all over my face. It says it's good for leathery skin. That's a leathery skin one, and it does work really well.
Did I've she use it. The word leathery?
No, you look it up, and a lot of the reviews say it's good for leathery skin. That's good for leathery skin. Anyway, it's great. It's a little bottle and I only need 2 drops. I'm sure it'll last forever. The little bottle is like $70 because all that stuff is. Yeah. So I'm just like, if anyone's listening and has a dupe, let me know because you know how cheap I am. But there must be. There must be like a concentrated, it's unscented, which I love. That's really nice. Yeah. But it does. I feel like it just kind of seals me in for the night and I wake up glowing. So highly recommend. It stands for like trans, it's T-E-W-L, it's transepidermal water loss.
Oh, because of the barrier.
Yes, the barrier thing. But also with the dryness and the smoke and the whatever, just everything's just getting sucked out of my face. I feel like I'm on this like treadmill to like keep myself looking. I'm like turning 40. By the way, that's a whole thing. So psychologically, it's a whole thing. But I'm also like, I just had a baby. Like, calm down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't need to do anything.
I'm like,
you're fine.
There's belly. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Just chill. I was telling everyone my New Year's resolution is to just chill out. Like, just to stop. Yeah. Just to strive for like 30% of the things that I normally strive
do
for.
Do nothing. It's fine.
Like everything has been set in motion. Yeah, like, I'm a little bit in the incoming call business. You know? Like, once you flip to that, it's like, just calm down.
Yeah.
Just like sit. Work will come, right? Like things will happen. I feel like we'll all be happier. Anyway, Tool is my thing of the week. And I highly recommend it. So you're back on the Oroville now.
Yeah.
And how long have you been in the business?
As a writer, 15 years.
That's right.
As an assistant, a couple more, a couple extra, you know, a little more time than that. Yeah.
But Cherry, were you born in Michigan?
I was born in Ohio and then parents moved across the border.
Yeah. And what do they do?
They recently retired, but so my dad was an engineer and my mom had a jewelry store and then they both had a restaurant. So there was at some point they had one restaurant, then they had two restaurants. So that at some point they were doing all of those things and now thankfully they're doing none of those
things. Yes, that is the correct
because that was a full 7 day a week, you know, restaurant. Yeah. The restaurant business like is crazy. It's crazy. You work a day job and you go to the restaurant until,
that's too much.
Yeah, it's too many things. Yeah.
Did they have the restaurant the whole time you were growing up?
No, my mom had the jewelry store most of the time
where
I was growing up. It was in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
But where?
Okay. So the jewelry store, the first one was in Saline.
Okay.
And then, which is next town over. Yeah. And then the jewelry store was in, on Ann Arbor Saline Road where the Target is.
Yes.
So that mall. And then one of the restaurants was also in that mall.
And what was it called?
Saline Jewelry. And then it was SW Jewelry. And the restaurants were Marnie Thai and Lotus Thai.
Yes, of course. Of course, I remember. We talked about this. Oh, how amazing. So then how old were you when that all happened?
The restaurant thing? Yeah. I feel like because I remember coming home from school on breaks and then waiting tables like during like Christmas and stuff. Right. So I must have been in college or law school at that point. Yeah, so because before that, we would work in the jewelry store, which is much lower pace than a restaurant, but it would really pick up
chill.
Like around now, you know what I mean? It would be like,
right.
Like Christmas, before Christmas, Valentine's Day, it'd be like all hands on deck. Yeah. You watch for shoplifters, you help another, my brother and I, you know, like another customer if I'm, you know, like busy at the moment. So yeah. So it was a retail childhood. Yeah.
And then you went to Yale.
Yeah.
And then what did you study there? Did you have any idea that it was even a business?
That I did, because I was like when I was a kid, I got very obsessed with Saturday Night Live at some point. Yeah. And then I read, the book is called Live from New York. It was like history of Saturday Night Live. Yeah. And my parents, P.S., didn't let me watch TV, but I got so obsessed with it, they had to. And it was on a weekend. So then they had to let me watch that. So that was my one thing. So I was like
hilarious
aware.
With parents. So I just remember like growing up watching TV.
Let's do our best to not.
Like, no
you're
television.
You're not allowed to
you're
watch.
Not allowed to watch television. This is going to rot your brain. I'm like, joke's on you.
I know. Guess what? Sorry.
This is what happens.
This is literally what happens. It's like what do you want?
Literally, a friend of mine who is very sweet, a raw vegan, has prevented her child from eating sugar her entire life. Oh, and God. Her daughter was stealing cookies at school.
Right. That's because you want the thing. Yeah. You can, you know. At the
So you never watched TV except for then you started watching.
I barely. Yeah. Like when I was a kid, I was allowed to watch because homework hadn't happened yet. And then middle school, high school was over, it was like, no. But SNL. So I was aware.
What was SNL then?
What was that? That was like early to mid 90s. It was like a Mike Myers kind of Sandler Spade like a situation, like a, that sort of whole
very male.
Chris Rock.
Very male.
Yep.
I'm shocked.
What?
Like it was before. Do you remember then? Like at least like Amy showed up, and then Tina showed up, and you know, like
yeah, and that were, and that I remember
no
seeing
one that I
yeah.
remember in that era, which is when I was in high school as well. Yeah. I just don't remember any women on TV
like
doing
who
what
were
I want.
Yeah. So that was yeah. yeah. But I was aware that there were writers from you know from that, and then mm-hmm. I went and there was no creative writing major, so I just like. Picked psychology because it was the least amount of credits. So I was just like, I'm going to take every creative writing class, of right. which there were like maybe three, but yeah. and then just get a degree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and then just graduate.
And what were know. Like your parents? We talked
horrified the whole about all of this.
Of course,
yeah. What were their expectations? Like from
they
from
expected
the
me to go to medical school,
right?
Same. So that was same, yes. dead, and yes. then they expected me to go to law school, and that.
That was your backup.
I was successfully bullied into doing that
yeah,
after, because
yeah.
a psychology degree, what job am I going to even get yeah. upon graduation? And then, you know, so then I just went straight to law school. But I had, here's the thing. I went to NYU because I had this idea that maybe I would like somehow get an internship at SNL at
right.
the same time. And then
right.
be sort of yeah. like living a double life. And then that doesn't work out because you're trying not
you're
to flunk
school.
Out of school. Yeah.
Right.
It was a whole...
I don't know. Donald Glover did it.
I
so.
Know. Yeah, that's the thing. I did. I weirdly interned at a production company. But that's the thing. I ended up doing it. I just fully skipped by the, my third
I
year.
Didn't
what, it
go
just
to
didn't
any
matter.
Of my classes.
Yeah, I didn't go to class and
I
got
haven't
an internship.
Seen my transcript.
Who
they let me graduate. But
that's right. We got the degree. And then wait, did you take the bar or did you?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
And just ran away.
That's exactly.
Just graduated and ran away.
Yep.
If Free had taken the ball, the amount of free legal that I would be
hitting
her for.
Oh my God. Right. It's like I'm incorporating myself.
But do
I'm
you
just
remember
doing...
anything? I don't remember anything.
I don't remember. I was terrible.
Nothing.
I
was too. I was the worst. I didn't care.
I was so bad.
Yeah.
No.
So
all
I do. One thing that I do find really weird, because in England, at least, like for law, it is like you're just having to memorize a lot of cases.
Mm.
Yeah.
And like for remembering press. And there are some that just still to this day stick. Like, and I definitely still remember certain cases for certain mm-hmm. judicial precedents.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm like, no, I, when I
and
it's no
like,
idea why.
Yeah.
Like, if someone says to me, like, marital rape, I'm like, 1991, Roberts and Roberts. Like,
oh my God, amazing.
In there.
I don't. I think I scrubbed it from my
yeah.
brain because
yeah.
I was like, I'm going to free up that space for other things.
It's yeah. gone.
So then your parents were obviously very, like, academically minded. I grew up much the same. It was like, well, you're going to go to med school. And
yep.
then the compromise was kind of law school, except that was a disappointment,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And it was
yep.
like, that's
same.
Just reading.
Same.
That's just reading and talking about it. Who cares? But what was there any, at least in Indian culture, like you have to be such a nerd your whole life. And then one day they're like, why don't you look like Miss Universe?
Oh.
Was that at all a thing? Like,
oh.
what was your mother's relationship with like beauty?
My mom actually has a very chill relationship with beauty. She was like a Clinique girl, still mm-hmm. is, you know, it's fragrance free. Mm-hmm. You get Clinique bonus time comes around several times a year, and that's when we buy all our stuff.
That's when you clean up.
That's when we, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like so she was like pretty low maintenance, but mm-hmm. in terms of like the general thing, it was
yeah.
like when I go back to visit my family in yeah. Thailand, like every, like we were just talking about like how short I am. No,
yeah.
but everyone there is
it's
short
tiny.
And
absolutely.
Tiny.
Yes.
Like I,
are you
I
large
have,
for
yes,
a Thai
yes.
Girl?
I literally,
you are?
I'm large. I have a skirt that was like bought at a market in Thailand that's fully size large. Or it's like if there's, it's a lot of things are free size, which is like
right,
one
right,
size
right.
fits all. And
yeah.
it's like, nah, 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 I hope this, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I have cousins in Thailand who have literally, one time, one of them was like, let's compare arms. And like, she
no,
made us put our arms on a
no.
table. And hers was fully like, two-thirds, like not even joking, two-thirds the size of this. Like her arm would stop here. And it,
but are they not, what is that? Like a
it's like everyone's thin. Like don't be fat. Like
it's also, it's partially, it's genetic, but also diet. And what's been really interesting was, so when I first went to Thailand, it were, oh God, maybe 15 years ago. And Western food had just started entering
mm-hmm.
the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And they were starting to see in cities that suddenly
right.
their bodies were changing.
Yes.
And kids
very
are getting
quick.
Fat.
Yeah. Processed
very,
foods,
exactly.
bring it in, junk
yeah.
food, like
yeah.
all this, and that's
yeah.
what happened.
Yeah.
yeah, I remember trying to buy some like clothing in Thailand and just feeling like an obese giant. It was like
yeah.
I'd walk and I was just like, just socks, and I'm like, no, this won't fit. You. I'm like, it's socks.
Yeah,
no,
it's like no, don't
I'm
even
like,
try.
Yeah.
Just forget
yeah.
it.
Your feet are like little petals. So, did you go to Thailand a lot growing up?
Not too terribly much. Mm-hmm. So, you know, gave me a lot of time to gain a bunch of weight in between trips. Not a lot, like every few years or so. Like it wasn't like a, you know, every summer we go back and spend the whole summer there. It was literally just like weeks at a time.
Was it so your cousins were like let's compare arms. That's so funny.
Not all of them, but some of them. Yeah.
I remember everyone just being like super obsessed with my weight growing up. Just being like, she's looking a little fat. She's looking a little thin. Yeah. She's looking a little, eat this, don't eat that.
Yeah, because it's also okay to just say it to your face.
Is that true?
You know, like when you're there, it's just like, oh, you look fat right
now. It's because we care.
Thank you.
It's because we care, right?
Just like, no, just lie to me or say nothing. It's fine. Yeah. But yeah, they'll tell you.
So your mom's like pretty low maintenance, and it wasn't like a big part of her.
Not a big thing. Yeah, yeah. I started using her products. And then actually, I distinctly remember her telling me, she was like, start using eye cream when you turn 25. And I was like, done. Sure. I will definitely do that. Sure. That's a hard and fast rule. I did it.
Yeah.
Have been doing
That's
it
easy.
Since.
That's just like black and white.
Yeah. And then I've heard, you know, it's since then when other people are like, oh yeah, I heard to start using when you were 20. I was like, oh my God, so young. But 25 is also, I don't know, whatever. I just did it. It was an arbitrary number.
Which one, the Clinique?
She told me, I can't remember, but I probably, started off with one of her old ones and then branched into, now I just, whatever Sephora sample comes in the thing,
right?
Like for eye cream, I don't care.
I know.
I'm just like,
I never,
it's fine.
Yeah,
they're
I
all
never
fine.
Buy an eye cream. It just it is whatever's given to me for free, and I'm like, I guess I'll do a little.
Right.
Bit of this,
I suppose. Oh, dab. Yeah. We've all been taught to dab with this finger.
It's so funny. I just see my age around my eyes, and I'm like, if I could find the perfect thing to just like. That's the only place. Like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, I only see it right here.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, because I like look at your face and I don't see, like, I don't
yeah,
see
I don't,
lines
I'm
there,
like
I
staring at
it.
I'm like, what are you?
Yeah. Well, I see it. I mean, and then you moved to LA and everyone, I feel like I moved to LA and I was just like in a sweatsuit.
Yep.
I was in like a tracksuit. And then within 5 years, I was like, I guess I better pay attention. So what was your beauty journey?
Okay, so when you're an assistant, you have to wear business
casual.
They
can't see you, but you're very pulled together. You've got a cute skirt on. You got great
shoes.
First
of all, I welcomed today because been on a set all week, looked like trash. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Especially outside. And I feel like there are definitely some people who will hold it together with their set version of whatever their actual look is. And I just fall apart completely.
Yeah.
Like, I saw my other friend at a table read, and she was like, wow, you look like you've been on set. And I was like, yes, I'm ashamed. I'm sorry.
I always have a set uniform.
Yeah.
Oh. It's because it's always so chaotic, especially when you're waking up for like early call times.
Yes,
which is
kill
like
me.
Auburn. But it's the same thing. It's basically black sneakers, black leggings. I wear the Uniqlo thermal leggings. I'm actually wearing a pair right now. But they're heat adjustable. So when you're indoors or outdoors, they will either cool you.
I need that.
Yeah. And then a Uniqlo t-shirt, which also kind of absorbs sweat quite a lot as rushing around.
Yep.
And then I have this khaki vest, which has deep pockets, so I can literally put sides in it and put my cans in. And it's great. But I just wear the same thing every single day. So I can just get up in the morning, not make a single decision, throw it on. I just look the same.
That's genius.
Also, it's all black, so you can hide.
I know. You're
because
just
when you're the writer
in the
on set,
shadows.
They're always trying to ask you questions. I'm not like, trying to network.
Blending
and
it.
Trying to get lines.
Yeah. It's like all of it. Just, yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Because right now I'm like, I have different versions of it. It's a mess. I'm like, wait, I need to figure that out.
I'm always very interested in how people who grew up without any sort of sense of like, I had nothing. I had like no creams. I had nothing. And then I had to like it was like a fast forward to like, oh, now you live in LA and everyone cares.
Oh, yeah.
So like catching up to the education is really interesting. Being like a nerd who had like a major glow up and kind of was forced to LA glow up.
It kind of happens. It happened just because I have always been like a big like, you know, oh, the glossy magazines of yore, which are all dead now. But you know what I mean? You read
like
Allure and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years ago, my friend was like, oh, do you read Into the Gloss, the website? And then that's all beauty products. So then I was like, no, I don't. And then I like clicked on it, and then I was like, nah, I'm reading it all the time. So
it's addictive.
That's the thing. If you just read enough, advertising works. You know what I mean? A product placed, a list of things in an article that an actress uses. It all works on me.
Yeah.
I just started reading it, and then you know what I mean? And then you're like, I will try that.
Especially now when you can just click on it.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous.
And then it's like that, you know? And then it's like you just go, like, you know, whatever, like Good Jeans, I'm sure, when it came out, Sunday Riley, I was like, oh, someone said it was good. I went and tried it. I was like, okay, it is. And then I've just, then now that's, that, it's all, it's fine. That's, but you read about it. You read it, see it, do it.
Add to cart.
And then work it into your routine.
Yeah. But so, it happened gradually, I think. You know what I mean? Like, just over the years.
What was it like? I mean, you got here and you were an assistant, and then all of a sudden you're working on Family Guy, right? Was that your first job?
It was, that was my first step.
That's all dudes.
Can I just... This is, I have been talking about this all year, but like switching from a staff full of almost all men, because it was only, if there was another woman there, it was only me and then her. Like there was only ever two women and like 20 white men the entire time I was like, just like when I saw the Fresh Off the Boat staff, I was like, what is this? This is magic. I can't. Yeah. But that's the thing. It was like, it was like you could get away with, I mean, that's the thing. You could just dress totally casual. Nobody cares. It's fine. And then I would get so bored sometimes that I would fully just wear like a cocktail dress to work just to see whether, you know what I mean? Just be like, what, nothing matters. I feel like if you wore like a dress that was like even like slightly bodycon, they'd be like, oh, that you would get the comp. Someone would notice. Yeah. But other than that, it was nothing. Like if it was something that other women would think is cute, nothing.
The only reason to actually go into a workplace is for other women to compliment your outfit.
That's why.
That's the only reason.
Literally.
Would walk into
why
any
would
office.
You ever do anything else?
So like that's, but then the Awkwafina room, which was all female writers, all of us.
Yeah.
It's like everyone, like once the first compliment. Oh my god!
The Instagram account.
This is
the
what happened.
Instagram. Yes.
What are we talking about? The Instagram account. Tell me more.
Here's the thing. It started. Okay, you know, it's a bunch of women sitting around. Whatever. We're complimenting each other's outfits. Everyone started just like naturally bring it because we're all so happy that we're now complimenting each other's outfits. Because the vast majority of other women in that room had also been the only woman in the. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, and we all saw each other every single day at once, and then. One of the writers brought up league fits, which is like the NBA players, like, you know, in there. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, we should do writer fits. And we were like, ha, 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 that's hilarious. Right. Totally ironic. What a joke. And we put a picture of her up. And then it was like instantly, none of this is ironic. We care deeply about this. And then we all started trying to dress like real good. Somebody would be like, oh, my God, I've got a red fur, you know, bomber jacket. I'll bring it tomorrow.
I love that. Wait, everyone, what is the handle of
at writer fits?
This is so great.
It was really good.
It was. And then of course, people started instantly like being like, do you guys even work or do you just do photo shoots all day? And I'm like, we're doing our photo shoots during lunch.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're doing our work. We're breaking the stories. Lunch break. We wouldn't be working anyway. So that's when we do our photo shoots.
Shut up and enjoy the greatness.
Yes, please. But it was the greatest thing, and it would never happen in a room.
Absolutely.
With I can't picture another circumstance in which it would have happened so quickly.
We had a writer's Instagram account, but the exact opposite of glamour, which was Fresh Off the Boat writers dress alike, because it was
I want to look
everyone just kind of at some point wanders in wearing exactly the same thing, like, and it was mostly all of the men. They're wearing the same black jeans and
New Balance ones that are like
plaid
this
shirt.
Completely yes, and like and a plaid shirt.
Yep.
And so whenever anyone actually walked into the room and was dressing identical, that would go on the Instagram.
Yep.
This is the exact opposite of
I love telling us
about
both these things exist.
You guys
in the
all
same.
Look like you were having a great time. I loved it.
It was
my God,
the fucking best.
I'm looking at it now.
It was ridiculous.
Oh my God.
And then
like $4,000.
Because Nora, like you know what I mean? She like shouted it out on her Instagram and she has like a million followers. So then at some point people, but like it was the best. And then people from other shows would like submit and, you know, because we have a guest fit and
this
to get on.
In Video Village.
I know.
This blue dress.
Can we talk? That's what I'm saying.
Incredible.
Like that's a
look at this.
Gorgeous.
No one has ever looked that chic in Video Village.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, right about that.
Yeah. I don't, you know, but like, so then other shows would like do, you know, like guest fits and submit their photos and stuff. And it was, you know.
Dudes.
Hilarious.
But here's the thing. Our only goal the entire time was we wanted to try and get some sort of like merch, you know what I mean? Because we would tag all our
send us
and then
shit.
By the last week we managed to do it and we were so proud of ourselves.
Who sent you something?
Rowing Blazers.
Okay.
Which awesome. And Carrie had a lot of stuff like jackets and stuff from there. So she wore it anyway. Yeah. And then but then I think they saw it because we tagged them and
let's be smart and give them some stuff,
and it was the best. And then we wore it and we did the whole, you know what I mean, it was great.
That's amazing.
Incredible. I love this so much.
Is it weird to now be back on a
with them
completely
with those people
it's like I mean because that's the thing. And now we're in, like, we wrote it all first and then we're in production, but it went it literally went, I had like 12 weeks of like, oh my God, this is a whole
utopia.
Amazing. It literally, that we all felt that way. Like it was the saddest, you know what I mean?
The relief.
It was like, so we were all like, ah, like when it was over, it was full utopia.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of back to like normal. And you know, like our crew was 90, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like percent there's like men. And it's like, it's a whole thing.
There's a little
and
bit.
We're back. And like being, back to reality.
Like being toughed out of Wonder Woman's Island.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's honestly, that's what it's seriously. It's so rare. Like nobody, you know what I mean? Like vast majority of shows look exactly like what we think they look like. And we were an anomaly, which is sad.
That's that so was amazing.
Like, yeah.
We feel that way every time we do a record, a bunch of records, because it's like a bunch of conversations with women of color who are kind of like-minded. And then at the end of it, you have to go back into the real world. But it wasn't at least until for me, until we did this podcast that I realized that I needed to have these conversations, because there's a sigh of relief when you're like, I haven't had a real conversation in 15 years.
This is fact.
So nice, you know, that you can just look at each other and be like, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a shorthand. I'm not trying to explain and getting a blank look and then just giving up and, you know.
And then readjust. And being like, dicks.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Beauty of the Week is when we spotlight a person or place or thing we're super into. It's been my daughter. It's been my mom. It's been various authors. Anyone you really want to like shine a light on this week? We can start so you have time to think.
Oh, you could. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Cam, who's your Beauty of the Week?
So my Beauty of the Week is a movie, Queen and Slim. Mm. And so it is. So I got to see a screening of it the other night, and it's beautiful and superbly acted. And so it's a Melina Matsoukas's first feature project, and you might know her from a little music video called Formation. It's written by Lena Waithe, and it's a wonderfully gorgeous film. And it is, and Melina is just a visual artist. It's every single scene is like a painting, and these superbly lit black bodies. And it's just, it's a gorgeous Bonnie and Clyde movie, and highly recommend it to absolutely everyone. So,
the trailer looks awesome.
Oh,
yeah. Like I've seen that in front of a couple movies in the last couple of weeks, and it's like,
it's also, it's also so much funnier than I expected it
really?
To be.
Really? Oh,
there's
it
a
looks
lot of humor.
Super,
in it. Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Like, it'll break your heart, but it is very, very funny.
Oh, awesome.
Also, Flea is in it.
What?
Doing it. An amazing small role. He's incredible. I'm like, I need him to be in every film now.
Oh, great.
The humor, it's great. It's, I was surprised at how much I was laughing throughout the film, and there are just a lot of surprising turns, and it's wonderful.
Oh, that's cool, because it looks awesome and very dramatic and depressing. So like, oh, good to know. Okay, yeah.
You won't be depressed when you leave.
Oh, good. That's just nice. Yay.
Yeah. What's yours?
I'm sorry, he's a white man, but
it's okay. They creep in.
They creep in sometimes. I read this book called Nothing to See Here, by a guy named Kevin Wilson.
I haven't heard of this.
He wrote a book that I love called The Family Fang, which was turned into a, you know, all right movie with Nicole Kidman and Jason Bateman about a brother and sister. But this one...
What was the film called? I feel like
it's called The Family Fang, I thought. Was it called something else?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I recognize that call. Yeah, okay.
Like, so he's a very good writer. Okay. And the thing about him also is that he is one of maybe one men that I've read who can really write women and write female friendships. Yeah. So the book is called Nothing to See Here, and it is about a girl who is kind of a loser. She's in her mid-30s, and she gets a call from an old friend of hers from college who needs some help with her kids. So she goes to take care of her kids, her stepkids. And the problem with the stepkids is that her husband is running for Senate, and the stepkids instantaneously burst into flame, and no one can find out. And so, and so
wait, what? An, okay.
They burst into flame when they get agitated. And she's like, you need to help me because he'll never make it if this gets out. And so this woman who is like kind of a good for nothing, has like failed at everything her entire life, has to become a mother to these kids. And it's just a really funny, smart, good book. I really enjoyed it. I read it in like one sitting. I highly recommend it. And the women are just whole people. Yeah. And that's so rare. You know, there's no weird, you know, sex scene between them that you would imagine. There's no, you know, it's really about who they are as whole people. And I loved it. I'm still thinking about it. And I read it last week. So yeah, Kevin Wilson, Nothing to See Here.
Amazing.
How about you?
Can I shout out? Can I have two?
Yes. Absolutely.
Awesome. Always. And these are, okay, so these are my friends. You guys, I feel like we have mutual friends for sure. Adele Lim and Teresa Hsiao.
Okay.
We have been talking about, yes.
Two of the most badass bitches in the game. TV, movie writers, but they're like, Teresa co-created Nora from Queens, the Awkwafina show. Adele obviously wrote Crazy Rich Asians and Raya and the Last Dragon. And, you know, they're just both so awesome, and they're both very outspoken. Like, they're not, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, they're not Twitter scared. They'll like go out there and they'll just be like saying things, and it's just, they're just the best. And like, you know, the three of us have plans for projects that I probably can't talk about. But anyway, I love them. They're the best. And yeah.
That's so fantastic.
So should we do our Rosebud and Thorn?
Yes. Rosebud and Thorn is where we talk about like a highlight, like a beauty wellness highlight, a low point, and something we're looking forward to trying. What was your beauty rose?
It's a wellness rose, I guess. It's just planning a holiday party, which is always very fun. But this, I usually do like a big cheese charcuterie situation.
Yeah.
And then there is this Instagram account that Priya had introduced me to last year, but it was too late. It was after the holiday party, and it's called Cheese by the Numbers.
Oh,
yes.
And it is the step. It is this Instagram step account that shows, step by step instructions on how to create the most beautiful, elaborate cheese plates.
Oh my God.
So I'm going to just turn our kitchen island into one enormous cheese plate. I have big plans.
Like cover the entire thing. Okay, yes. That's awesome.
So that is my wellness highlight, because cheese is wellness.
That's facts.
Makes me
delicious. Happy making.
Fortifying. Filling.
Calcium.
The one that was the entire table. Is that what you're talking about?
I think that is probably what I saw, and it just embedded itself into my brain, and I have to make it.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be great. My rose is that I have been seeing my trainer once a week for half an hour, but still something.
Yes.
It's moving the needle on my wellness journey. I don't know if it really counts as working out. It's mostly right now just catching up while I lift heavy weights.
That counts.
Oh, what are you lifting heavy weights?
Very heavy
weights. It's like, it's a really good workout.
Yeah.
It's called, have you guys, I don't know if anyone out there or you guys have tried it, but it's called super slow weight training. I've done it for a long time.
Okay.
And it's like you lift super heavy weights very slowly.
Oh my God.
For like, you know, as many repetitions as you can for like 2.5 minutes. And it just kind of keeps me like from jiggling around too much. Last week, I did have to bring both of my children.
Like, did you to use watch them you as work weights? Out?
Oh, because I've seen
chaos.
That.
No, my husband was away, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to miss. I'm going to do something nice for myself. I'm going to work out. I shouldn't have to skip a workout, and it was just total chaos. Like, my daughter just sat on my belly the entire time. My son watched a cartoon on my phone, which, God bless him.
I've seen people working out with their babies, like using their babies as weights.
Yeah,
they're heavy. No. I feel like, you know, or like toddlers or whatever. You carry them around. Yeah. I feel like, you know, you're just lifting 40 useful. Pounds. I made up that weight. I don't know.
How totally. Much just like you don't have a job, but like be useful. Thank you.
Well, baby, not my babies. Yeah. Like my babies can't sit still.
But you're not, they're not, you're just lifting them. They're not still. They're just.
Mine wiggles. Like, oh, kick me in the face. Heavy. Okay.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah.
Not as
much. They're heavy. Yeah. They don't want to be, they don't, they'll put their fingers in the weights. They're not.
Not gym friendly.
They're like little dynamos.
But half an hour it's done?
Half an hour it's done. It's amazing.
That's pretty good.
No, I love it.
Like that. efficient.
I love it. Yes, I was. Yeah, I was sad to hear that you can't do tomorrow, but I'm glad to be back to her because I feel like I'm just kind of like knitting myself back together. What's your rose?
Sephora sale. Everything's on sale. I don't know. I've just stock up for the year. Yes. Whatever. Just get all your things.
What are your faves?
My faves. Okay. I just re-upped my good jeans, my title, also Sunday Riley. What else did I get? I get this floss from Sephora that sister-in-law, who's a dentist, recommended to me. It's called Cocoa Floss. Oh, and it's like,
someone was just talking about this.
Here's the thing. I don't know whether it's coconut oil infused. I don't know whether that has anything to do with anything, but it's like thicker. It's like, and rougher than regular floss. So it just feels it like it's more. Like getting things.
Interesting.
So I got that. What else did I get? Cocoa I got a bunch floss. Of like Lancer stuff.
Oh yeah. What do you get from Lancer?
Like the polish. It's a whole, it's like the polish is a very good, it's like smells like lavender, very good exfoliation. Laneige lip sleeping mask. Mm. Just got that. That's a per usual thing. Oh,
wait,
pharmacy.
Wait, I'm going to stop.
I tried the sleeping mask the other day. I think I got like a free sample with something and I tried it the other night and I woke up and I just felt like my, I was like, oh, my skin feels quite nice.
Yeah,
Laneige sleeping mask.
Yeah, I have the lip sleeping mask, and you just slather it on, and then your lips are just in. They're fine in the morning.
They're fine.
They've been fixed. They've been healed.
Yes.
They were garbage at midnight, and then when you wake up,
your review is never like I was glowing. It was like I look fine.
Yeah,
and before I didn't look.
I'll take it. Before I was destroyed. I was a husk of a woman, and now I am normal.
We've reached sea level.
Exactly. All I'm trying to do right exactly. So there's that was good. What
so
else?
You secretly have like a long routine.
I have a lot of stuff. Oh my god, it's not even. It's not like full like 15 step Korean. No, yeah, it's like I started double cleansing.
We never walk through the routine. You got to walk us through the routine.
Oh my god.
What do you do in the morning?
Yeah. Okay, so the morning is almost nothing. The morning is like. Maybe it's not. It's vitamin C powder mixed into whatever serum, which also is
vitamin
whatever.
C powder.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like more stable, apparently.
Oh, interesting.
If it's not in a, like it's not oxidizing. Get in.
Which brand is it?
I started with True Botanicals and then I don't know. Then I started getting this one, which I haven't tried yet, but it looks the same. It's like a white powder called, I think, Neogen off of
Oh yes,
SoCo Glam. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try that. Like but I just SoCo throw Glam. That in whatever serum, slap that on. Sunscreen, which I just.
What do you wash with?
In the morning, I don't. My face is it's dry, like dirty old face. Slap on more stuff. And I'm disgusting, and I go to work. So then sunscreen, and that's like pretty much it for the morning. But then
any makeup? No makeup.
No, I'll do like it's always some sort of like lip balm or.
Are
lip
you
gloss
wearing any makeup right now? You just don't need makeup.
I'm probably wearing. What's this? I'm wearing, Lipstick Queen Frog Prince, which is green but is pink.
It's really pretty.
When it's on. Thanks.
Yeah.
So that's that. Yeah, I can't, like, eye makeup, it's like my glasses are so thick.
Makeup,
it just immediately smudge it. Yeah. I can't. It's
And then at night?
At night, I recently got into double cleansing. So it's like an oil balm cleanse.
Yeah, I
like the
that.
Pharmacy one of that, too.
Pharmacy.
Again, whatever cleanser is free, you know what I mean? Whatever sample cleanser, I don't care.
I did just get a sample, so like Sunday Riley products. I just got a sample of the ceramic slip.
Yes, I've seen that everywhere.
It's nice.
Oh,
it's nice.
Mm, all right.
Yeah. It's just a robust cleanser. It doesn't feel too drying. Seems to do the job. So I do. So I've been using that for the last week with my usual Eminence oil, and it's nice.
Oh, yay! Yeah. Yay. Yeah. And an oil, like just a regular like argan oil, whatever. Yeah,
that's
and then
use.
I don't, it's, I like trade back and forth because the good jeans is too strong. Mm-hmm. Like I tried to do it every day and it was just like face is peeling off.
Right.
So then I feel like I started like trading it with other things, although I can't. Oh, snail something or other.
Someone was talking about this. Is it like
what is it? I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's also off SoCo Glam. It costs it's like a tall, like clear bottle and it's like $20 and I can't remember name.
We'll
but it's like 96% snail. Is what
just
they say.
Grind up these snails and put them on my face.
I don't
give me eternal
mostly snail. I don't know what they're snails, mother's tears.
Yeah. It's whatever. So that's just very like moisturizing and whatever. And then
oh my god, I love it.
These are all a rotation. And then there's Ulla Henriksen, it's orange. They discontinued it at Sephora, and then I had to go straight to the website, and I was very sad. Maybe they've brought it back by now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what that's called either, but it's orange.
You're just going to send us an email with all the stuff in it.
Yeah.
We're going to link to it in the newsletter.
Like the whole, is that it? I feel like there's, oh, what's and then working? We're back to Clinique.
You don't yeah. age.
I have a smart night repair thing, but it again came as like a, you know, like a bonus time. So I have like 3 jars of those.
Great. So you like it.
I'm like other things. Yeah, but it's really good. Matters. Listen, bonuses and free samples work because you get them, you use them, they work, and then I'm spending all my money.
Exactly. So, yeah. Someone did alert me the other day to the fact that the Sephora points, that each point represents $1. And that was a hard slap in the face.
Oh,
it's like, you've spent this many dollars on beauty.
I hadn't thought about that.
Rude.
And now I'm thinking about it.
I know.
And I'm horrified. But I guess.
Look at her face. You're both freaking out.
That's the gif of me applying clown makeup in the mirror because of how much money I've spent. That's Sephora. True.
Oh, God. Okay.
They need to find a better way of obscuring that figure.
Right. I really hadn't. Okay. Well, you know what? Yeah. Okay. Well, good to know.
They need to do a system myself. Like, you know, with credit card points. I'm like, oh, I got like 200,000 miles, but like that's not.
But you don't know. No, you have exactly. no idea what happened
that's
here.
That's like 2 months of credit card.
I need the same level of alchemy.
Discretion.
Yes, discretion. Exactly. Yeah,
call them stamps.
Thank you. Like, don't.
Right.
So gosh.
Like, sparkle. No, these are just dollars. Yeah. Like, you have, oh, God. Yeah. Okay. Well, a hard truth.
We have to. Yeah.
Might be the thorn.
First of all, you work hard. You don't age. It's everything's fine. It's, what price your skin?
Oh,
you
know? Sure. Oh,
do you know
yes.
how much money that, you know, men spend on fucking vintage cars?
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. It's fully less.
I'm gonna buy some snail cream.
Yeah,
like whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fine. Rare whiskeys.
Just the things that they're told.
Watches.
Are
watches. Yeah, what else? Yeah. Watches are crazy.
Me.
I don't, I mean, why? I guess, but why? No, also. But I mean, sure, but no, I don't, yeah, I'm not.
It's a watch.
Yeah. And we have the phone.
It's jewelry. And you're like, jewelry. Just buy a bracelet.
Right.
That's true. At least it looks pretty. Okay, so thorn, beauty, wellness. Oh, well. How much can we really talk about anxiety?
A lot? Like all the time?
Yeah. I feel like I've been having like some not, I was having a hard time like breathing last week. I just have taken on too much. But ever since I realized that I need to pull back, it's been better. I think since I realized that it's a funny conversation I had with my husband that I'm thinking of, which is our daughter's birthday party. I planned it. I was very fastidious about planning it. It was at a playground, and the morning of, there were clouds. And I said, no, let's move it to our house. And he said, it's going to rain. And he said, it might not. And I was like, huh? And I was like, no, it's definitely, but we got to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, it might not. And I was like, okay. And then it did. And everything was fine, and everything's been fine since. And I was just like, why do I spend all of my time and energy trying to avoid these crises that exist only in my head? Does that make sense? It's like a very type A immigrant kid thing to do, like constantly avoiding any sort of like conflict or mistake. And it's like, if I could just pull back from that energy, which I think we all have, would I be happier? I mean, things might be messier for sure, but am I like okay with that? So that's where I am right now. I was in a bad place. I'm in a better place because I'm like rethinking kind of. But yeah, like all that energy spent on worrying about, like today, for example, today we were doing records. I had to drive across town for my son's like concert. So I've driven across town today. I will have driven across town 4 times. Which is going to be 4 hours in the car. And the entire time for the last few days, I've been like, well, what if I'm late? And what if I'm late? And what if I'm late? And then I woke up this morning and I was like, what if you're not? Like, oh, what if you're not? What if you just get up and go when you're supposed to get up and go? And everything will be fine. And that's what happened. Like, and that's how I calmed myself down, because I was a little bit getting that thing. And so I'm trying to, I don't know, I got to find some new tools to deal with that stuff. But it's the perfectionist, like exactitude thing that has worked well. I think when it works well for you for so much of your life, you rely on it and you think that's what you need. But I think it's time for a change. It's not sustainable.
Think of the most mediocre white man you know and how little he tries, and then just do that level of effort is what I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems to work for
no,
just
you're right.
That.
They're just chilling. They're just walking through life.
Fine.
Not caring and just
that's fine.
Doing the bare minimum. And they're
just,
fine.
But you know what I mean? Caring. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. But it's hard to care less. But it's just like, oh, but some people do it and then they seem fine. So maybe.
It's worrying less. Like you can care. I need to find the magic potion is like caring the same amount, but worrying about it less.
Yeah.
And just like if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And there's no amount of like freaking out in the middle of the night that's going to make it more likely to happen. But it's much easier said than done. Right, of course. So, like, how do we figure that out? I don't know. Well, I'll report back. What's your thorn, Cam?
My thorn is, I mean, just general perpetual anxiety, same. But actually, at the moment, I'm just, look, pumpkin spice season. I'm like, I don't want to deny anyone their joy. Enjoy your pumpkin spice lattes and your pumpkin spice cupcakes, but not everything pumpkin.
No.
I saw, oh my God, like pumpkin spice Pringles.
Ew, no!
Then I was at the Whole Foods in West Hollywood. There was pumpkin spice salmon.
Gross. Wait, what? Why?
Question.
Oh my God. Cinnamon and nutmeg on salmon.
No. I have no idea. Idea whatsoever. And then the pumpkin spice hummus. And I was like, okay, that's anti-Semitic now. Let me cross the line. What are you doing?
Savory
Get
frosting.
Out. It's
No.
So let's just cool it down with the pumpkin spice. Like, just not everything.
Yeah.
Not everything.
Oh, gosh. How about
that
you?
That is a thorn.
Oh, God. All right. So Sephora points, hard truths, thorn.
I'm sorry for ruining your life with the Sephora points.
No, it's good.
Thing.
No, it's good. Because then she's like, my thorn is
we Sephora brought points.
My thorn, my rose, the best and worst thing. So sometimes pleasure and pain are all mixed up together in one thing. My thorn, I guess, just like has... I complained about this before. It was just like just being outside like a week because I hate the sun and I'm like was fully I don't like, you know, when you're out. I was like reapplying my sunscreen. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a crazy person, like every 3 hours, whatever. It's fine. I mean, yes, are we under a tent technically? But then I'm like side sun. It's coming in because we're not sealed in. And I'm just like, it's so that's my thing. Because I honestly. Like, I don't like the beach. Like, I'm just not a sun person in any way. It's like, you want to go hiking? Can we do it at dusk? You know, like,
You've lived in Southern California for
It's a nightmare.
Years.
I know. And the only reason I moved here is because, you know, Hollywood. Otherwise, I would not be anywhere near this state. Like,
there's always that moment I find in the room when you're like breaking story and you see the actual shoot ahead of you.
Oh.
And then you just step into the right. And it's like, I need to intervene.
Yeah.
You've got two exterior night scenes in here.
No.
Yeah.
Here's why. No. Why would you do this to yourself?
Yes.
Let's move these indoors.
Yep. I know.
In the afternoon.
Yes.
Anytime. Look, that's
just
fine.
Whenever. You know what? We're all indoors. Are we just indoors?
Stay indoors. Indoors is nice. That's fine. Yeah.
That's it.
So. The living room set that we've already got built. How about that?
How about that? Yeah. Just everything is there.
Yeah.
It's all a bottle show from now on. Yeah. I don't know. It was, So that. Not an outdoorsy gal.
My mother hates the sun. She
hates
the sun. My father loves it. He loves
Oh my God.
I'm the same way. I like the heat on my skin.
Oh,
feeling.
Oh my God.
The burning feeling.
I have spent the whole week literally feeling like I've been cooked alive. And I'm
sorry.
So, no, but I'm happy for you.
Yes.
I love it. I love that kind of
That's
pain.
That's nice. Oh my God.
I'm like
traumatized. I'm like, Oh my God.
Well, my husband and I talk about this all the time. It's would you rather be 5 degrees too hot or 5 degrees too cold?
Oh.
He always says cold and I always say hot.
Oh my God.
You'd rather be cold.
Yes. A heartbeat.
Yeah.
20 degrees.
I always thought it has something to do with genetics. I'm like, you're like Ukrainian and I'm Indian. But no.
I'm from
you're
Jamaica.
Thai.
I want to be cold.
Right.
No. I think I'd always prefer to be able to adjust my temperature.
No, of course.
So cold for me feels like I'm very. Whereas if you're just too hot, there's nothing.
Really?
You can't you're do just, anything.
Cold to me feels, I feel like helpless. it's like a little matchstick girl.
Your body just reacts straight to hypothermia.
Yeah,
your heart starts shutting down.
Yeah. Exactly. I just give up. It's bad for my spirit. I'm like, I hate being cold. And worse than cold is cold and wet.
No one likes cold and wet.
That's
a universal terrible.
Yeah, that's...
No, it's awful.
Ew.
What's your bed? What are you looking forward to?
Face Gym has just opened in Los Angeles, finally. So I went to have a treatment in their bar at Selfridges
just before my wedding, and it's a very weird experience. It's very little product. It's basically just like a lot of intense massage and facial muscle stimulation to make your face muscles wake up and just do what they're supposed to. And it's kind of painful. And like, just that you're not used to having your face prodded and poked and slapped around like that. But then you finish your treatment and you're like, oh, here are all the angles of my face. Fine.
Oh my God. Okay. Like,
So they've just opened a branch in Los Angeles as of this week. So I'm going to book an appointment and go and get my face beaten up.
Where is it?
I think it's at I want to say the One Hotel.
Where's the One Hotel?
Somewhere in West Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah,
they just snuck it up on us.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
What's the price point?
Yeah, it was, I think, about 70 or 80 pounds. Oh, so like I don't know what the, no. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be like 100
Is there actual slapping?
It's with a tool, like there's like these rubber tools, and then there's this electrical face stimulator, which you can also buy to have at home, but it's like $400, and I'm not ready to make that commitment. But yeah, there's a rubber ball, there's this other thing.
Oh my God.
But yeah, there's a lot going on. But
there's like a little Pilates reformer.
Basically, it's a Pilates class for your face. Okay. That's what it is.
Oh my God. All right. Except they're doing it. You don't have to do anything.
You just lie there
Exactly. Yeah. Lack of effort a lot.
I'm starting to feel a little slackness in my like
they will fix
facial
that right
undercarriage.
Up. They will fix that undercarriage.
Facial undercarriage.
I know. My waddle. Renny was like stroking it the other night. I was like, you're just like pinching my waddle. He's like, it's so cute. I am looking forward to reading this book. I'm like deep in food books right now, especially written by women. There's a book called Eat Up by a British woman named Ruby Tando. Have you heard of her?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh wait, have you heard of her?
She was on Great British Baking
Show.
Was she? Is that what they call it? Great British Bake Off.
Just fell into a hole of like, what book should I read? Yeah. And it's called Eat Up, and the subtitle really got me. It says Food, Appetite, and Eating What You Want. Mm. Because I feel that perhaps in my 20s and 30s, my relationship with food has been more about control than about real enjoyment. Because all you know, things I really enjoy, I've been like so careful about. But then every once in a while, when I allow myself, God forbid, like a piece of toast, or like you know, the things I really enjoy, I'm so much happier, and it doesn't like affect me that much. Yeah. So what has this all been about? So I'm really looking forward to reading it. It's supposed to be like a bunch of essays about like race and appropriation and like how we talk about food and food is joy instead of just as nutrients or as a way to control how you look. So I'm looking forward to reading that, and I will obviously come back with a full book report.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. How about you?
So my friend Amanda just recently opened her own pole dance studio in Culver City. So I'm looking forward to when it actually launches, going to check it out.
Are you a strong person?
I mean, I pole dance already, so I wouldn't say I'm a strong person, but I'm much stronger than before I started doing it. So this is like, she was my teacher at another studio that I go to, the Pole Garage. That's where we met. And then, so now she's opening her own place, and it's like not quite, like I think it's a soft open, you know what I mean? And then their lighting still has to be put in. Like I went and checked out the space, but when it's fully like, you know, done, it's going to be awesome.
Wait, there's pole dancing your main workout?
Literally the only thing I do because I hate working out. That's why I'm just like horrified by the thought of it. When you were just like, oh, I only train once a week. I was like, yep, same. I do one thing once a week and that's it.
I mean, if you're going to do anything though, it should be pole dancing. I mean, I've just been like, you must be so strong.
It has to be fun.
So where's the place you usually go?
The Pole Garage in Santa Monica. And this place is called Pole, P-O-L, and that's in Culver City.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah.
So looking forward to it.
Amazing. Well, thanks for joining us. Is there anything
thanks for having me.
Yeah. Anything you want to plug or promote?
The show.
Oh,
obviously.
God. Oh, the show. Yeah. Well, okay. So the Orville production season 3 right now literally won't be on Hulu till 2021. So, hey, you know, in 18 months, whatever. Nora from Queens. Yeah. Yeah. Comedy Central in January. I'm not sure exactly what time slot yet, but yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah,
they don't know when.
It's I'm sure they know, and I just off the top of my head don't know like right now.
How many episodes?
It's probably like 10
p.m.
or something. 10 episodes.
Exciting. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So much fun.
Yay, thanks.
For show notes, including links to the products, services, people, and causes mentioned on this episode, you can subscribe to our official newsletter, Stuff and Things, through the link in our show notes or at foxybrownspod.com. See you next week.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.